We start this week's edition with news from Heathfield and District, generously sponsored by Melina Joy Opticians.
A fraudster who stole four shotguns after talking his way into a Heathfield home has been jailed for a string of offences in East Sussex. William Jones, 30, targeted vulnerable people during a three-month period earlier this year while he was on licence for committing similar offences. The first theft happened on February the 28th at an address in Milton Road, Eastbourne, where he broke through the garden gate and stole items worth around £500. Jones next targeted a property in Sandy Cross Lane, Heathfield, on the 3rd of March, breaking the garden fence to steal around £200 worth of items. On March the 21st, Jones cold-called an address in Hailsham, offering to do some gardening work for a 75-year-old woman. He completed this work and was paid the pre-agreed amount of £150. He later returned, offering to do more work in the garden, and requested an upfront payment of £1,000 from the victim. He took her to two post office branches and a bank in Eastbourne to withdraw the money, but never returned to do the work. On April the 14th, Jones continued his burgling spree, targeting an address in Hyperion Avenue, Polegate. He was seen leafleting and attempting to cold call other properties in the area before he broke into an address and stole money and jewellery. Lastly, on April the 24th, Jones approached an address in Heathfield. He spoke with a 75-year-old man, falsely stating his family had asked him to cut his trees. Once Jones was inside, he stole four legally owned shotguns belonging to the man. Jones of Butts Field, Horsham, was arrested on the 21st of May and charged with two counts of burglary, dwelling and theft, two counts of theft from the person of another, burglary other than dwelling, driving a motor vehicle otherwise than in accordance with a licence, using a motor vehicle on a road or in a public place without third-party insurance, and fraud by false representation. He pleaded guilty at Lewes Crown Court in July and earlier this month was jailed for 2 years and 2 months.
Proposals to create new holiday apartments at Buell Water have been submitted to council planners for fresh consideration. In an application validated by Wealden District Council last month, Buell Events and Water Parks Limited is seeking permission to convert its Boathouse Bistro building and an adjacent fishing facility into 11 holiday lets. The proposals would also see part of the existing bistro building set up as a shop and cafe, alongside the creation of a flexible meeting space for water sports clubs as well as shower and changing facilities. In a statement submitted as part of the application, a spokesman for Buell Events and Water Parks Limited said, "Buell Water is recognised as a valuable leisure, recreational, activity and training centre and is particularly popular, drawing large numbers of ramblers, cyclists, boaters and open water swimmers. It also provides activities for children and provides seasonal events. The provision of overnight tourist accommodation will be an attractive offer to those who wish to stay and experience Buell Water for more than one day. This is entirely compatible with the quiet enjoyment of the rural surroundings and natural beauty of the High Weald, and will generate economic benefits beyond the confines of the site into the local economy throughout the year. This will have a positive, albeit indirect, impact on the local economies of surrounding villages. The cafe will also add to the offer that Buell Water provides, creating an alternative destination to the existing cafe in the visitors' centre. The application statement says the bistro building is currently used as an office and meeting space. It says its previous use as a restaurant ceased during COVID and has not reopened. The statement says the proposals are very similar to a previous application for the same building. While it had been recommended for approval at the time, this previous application was turned down by a council planning committee in December 2023 due to concerns about its impact on the character, tranquility, and dark skies of the high-wheeled national landscape. The committee's decision was challenged through an appeal, although this bid to overturn the refusal of planning permission was dismissed in September last year. In a decision notice at the time, a planning inspector said they were not satisfied the development would not materially harm the dark skies of the high-wheeled national landscape. But Buell Events and Water Parks Limited says its latest application overcomes these previous concerns. In a statement submitted as part of the application, a spokesman for the company said, "This application responds directly to the inspector's decision, with it now being supported by a detailed lighting impact assessment. Vertical illuminance calculations that have been conducted for the proposed development show that, with the proposed mitigation implemented, there will be neutral effect of light spill on the identified receptors. Views of the proposed development lighting have also been assessed. Any views of lighting, from both surrounding dwellings and from public rights of way, are limited, and where they are available, the proposed lighting will only make up a very small portion of the views, with most of these views being in total darkness." The spokesman added, "As such, the effects of lighting from the proposed development are not considered to be significant."
Age Concern is now registered and able to apply for the extra 25% that Gift Aid allows on any individual donations received. If you would like to register now so that any future donations from you will earn Age Concern Heathfield an extra 25%, please ring Elizabeth on 01435 866960. Winter warmers. Age Concern now have a super selection of knitted and crocheted blankets, and they are prepared to pass them on to anyone who would need one. Please phone 01435 866 960. The medical car service is always very busy as more people need help with transport getting to and from medical appointments. Please give as much notice as possible to try and plan rotas. Always use the central number 01435 515 090 so that your request is activated by the on-duty volunteer administrator as quickly as possible during normal working hours. Age Concern are very fortunate with the volunteer drivers that they have. This is a door-to-door service, and for most appointments, the driver will wait and take you home. There will be a small charge, as the drivers must charge for their mileage and any out-of-pocket expenses. A car will take you to any medical appointment. Telephone 01435 515 090.
It was a more meaningful results day at Uplands Academy's sixth form in Wadhurst, which is closing. Head of sixth form, James Cunningham, said they were proud of all students, particularly those of maths, geography, media studies and criminology, with more than two-thirds of students in these subjects receiving A star to C grades and making expected or better than expected progress. He said, inevitably, it is an especially meaningful year, with this being our last set of A-level results. With that said, the context of it being our final year elevates this year's results even higher, and it is a proud note to close this chapter on. With the significant majority of our students making expected or better than expected progress compared to the national average and securing their preferred destination.
In a packed All Saints Church in Old Heathfield on Wednesday, the 30th of July, the Reverend David Packham was licensed by the Bishop of Chichester to be the Vicar of Heathfield at a service attended by his wife Margaret, family and friends, current and retired clergy from the diocese, and members of his new and former congregations of Heathfield Benefice and the parish of Nork with Burghead in the Diocese of Guildford. The moving service was led by the bishop and ably supported by the Heathfield Benefice Choir, during which Reverend David was symbolically given possession of the church, and his installation was announced to the village by the ringing of the church bells. Following the service, a reception was held at Heathfield Park Cricket Club, where Reverend David's licensing was celebrated with drinks and canapes. Reverend David presided at his first service of Holy Communion in Heathfield on Sunday the 17th of August at All Saints Church, Old Heathfield.
Tributes have been paid to Mayfield author and historian Tim Cornish, who died unexpectedly earlier this month. Tim was 79. Born near Dartmoor in the West Country, his father was a rector. The family moved to Poynings in West Sussex, and Tim attended Lancing College and Hartfield College, Oxford. His first career was as teacher in a state school in Newbury. After showing interest in independent film, he went on to become film officer at South East Arts, based in Tunbridge Wells. He moved to Mayfield in 1982 and focused on researching the history of the village, eventually publishing a series of books. His best known is Medieval Mayfield, which is where he made many original discoveries about the village's history, architecture and people, particularly the chapel at Mayfield School and St Dunstan's Church. At the time of his death, he was working on a further book about the iron industry in East Sussex, finally handwriting the introduction from his hospital bed. Tim was closely involved in the county's footpaths and a keen member of Mayfield Cricket Club. A memorial service will be held at St Dunstan's Church on September the 2nd at noon. All are welcome.
Wadhurst Dramatic Club, Robin Hood. Calling all who would love to be in this year's fabulous pantomime. Open auditions are on September the 7th. This year, we would also love to welcome those who would love to just help out, whether that is backstage, front of house, costumes, props, technical. We would love to have a chat with you. The Wadhurst Dramatic Club cannot put a show together without you. Your club needs your support more than ever. and with the club's 80th year approaching, it would be lovely to meet those who wish to help us put on an awesome pantomime. Come and find us in the Wadhurst Commemoration Hall and Field. Info at wadhurstdramatics.co.uk.
A summer piano recital presented by local pianist Gavin Stevens at Union Church, Station Road, Heathfield, will take place on Saturday, August the 30th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. for a 7 p.m. start. Tickets are £10, either on the door or in advance from Kit Wilson Charity Shop, High Street, Heathfield. Refreshments will be available before the concert and during the interval. Profits from the evening will be donated to Kit Wilson. Further details are available from the church office at 01435 867 195. Gavin, who is known for supporting the Heathfield Choral Society, will perform his own compositions and selected works to include a piece by local composer John Petley.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Heathfield and District.